This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left. We're here to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I know I got some calls on the line, but I did have somebody who called maybe 25 minutes, half hour ago, that was asking, they had put the crabgrass preventer down, right? And it got rid of the crabgrass and prevented it. But now, it's literally holes everywhere. So they want to know what to do. Well, when you use the crabgrass preventer, you need to wait 6 weeks or 3 to 4 mowings before you can seed again. Also, you cannot put step 2 down that has a weed control on it, because that has some capabilities of actually preventing some of the grass to come through as well. So for those of you who put step 1 down to prevent crabgrass and now have holes in the lawn, remember, 6 weeks of waiting from the time you put it down, or 3 to 4 mowings. I like to stick to the 3 to 4 mowings, because usually you're not mowing early when we put this down every week. It's every other week. So let's try to get to 6 weeks or 3 to 4 mowings. Then you can reseed using a starter fertilizer at that point, because that'll have all the nutrients you're looking for. But do not use the second application or second step that has a weed control in it. It'll actually say in the fine print on the bag, do not seed with this step. So if you have holes because of the crabgrass that you've prevented, wait. Coming up soon, you'll be able to reseed. But use just starter fertilizer. Use that as your second step for your fertilizer. Wait 6 weeks, because that's when you'd be able to use step 3 or application 3. Okay? Now we do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's been hanging on from Salem still.
Oh, perfect. Dave, I'm glad you stayed. Sorry about that. You had some more questions, so what else can we help you with?
Okay, two questions. First is, how long does fertilizer, if you have bags left over from last year or the year before, does it lose its potency if it's stored in a shed, during the winter?
As long as it's in a cool, dry space so it doesn't get wet on the inside, it can last 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
So if you had it open, but you kind of, just rolled it up and pinched it so it stayed, you should be fine from last year or the year before.
Okay.
As long as no water got into it, you'll be able to. So when you grab that bag, if you feel hard, parts of it, that has lost some of its potency. If it's not hard and it's still loose, and this is on a bag that has been opened previously, because some of the new bags that are hard are because of the way that they suck the air out of the bag.
Okay.
So that's a different one. But if it's a bag that's been opened and parts of it are hard in it, it's lost its potency. The percentage amount, I can't say it's, you know, I can't say exactly it's 13.5%, right?
Yeah.
But you can't really just throw it away.
Right.
Right? So if it's just a fertilizer, I might put it down, and then instead of waiting a six-week interval to put my third application down, I might wait 4 weeks.
Okay.
Just because if it's 3 years, it's got a little bit hard to it. Some of it's broken down already, and we're losing some of that fast-releasing nitrogen.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, I understand it. Now, the other question I have is, I've got Lily of the Valley that is invading my lawn, and I did try, you know, just killing it individually. I've tried ripping it out. And I didn't know what your suggestion is to basically keep the Lily of the Valley from getting into the lawn. And even, I know that you've always said, you know, have full grass. That will grow in complete grass. So even having grass there, completely there, no weeds, it just comes right up through the grass. And I didn't know what I can do other than, you know, actually digging down, and then how far do those roots actually go.
So that's a hard one, right? I mean,
yeah.
My backyard has it, and my wife spent last summer, I want to say, like 4 hours pulling everything out from it, right? And getting as deep of the root system as she can. This spring, it's already back all over the place. She kind of just looked at me, looked at the plant, and you could just see the, like, well, you could see that it was like, God, not again. Really, the only thing that will kill and get rid of the Lily of the Valley, honestly, is a heavy-duty weed killer, like a cleanup or something along those lines from Bonide. Right?
Yeah.
And what it does in the lawn is it kills everything. Right? Yeah. That's the problem. But Lily of the Valley, once it starts, the runners just go nuts. I mean, all over the place. Some of the things that could be easy to do, you know, it would make it that you can get a little bit more, is if it's in a, you know, if it's on the side of a bed, a planting bed, get some cardboard and put the cardboard on the side of the lawn and then spray all the Lily of the Valley on the inside, right? And just spray all that. Just the reason why I want you to put the cardboard is the cardboard helps if any, you know, it kind of goes the other way. The other thing that people have used is like a landscape fabric in areas, but that doesn't work in the lawn, right? So it's hard to just say, all right, this is what you're going to use. The digging down, I mean, they transfer so quickly through their root system that, you know, you could dig up as many roots as possible, but some of them are going to still get through and sit in the soil because they leave small pieces behind. So another thought process on the ones that are in the lawn, maybe it's taking that same product cleanup, but doing it differently, doing it in such a way where you get the concentrate versus the spray. You take the concentrate and you get a paintbrush and you just paint the Lily of the Valley that's in the lawn.
Okay.
Because then it's going to get into the system and kill to the root. It doesn't spread to the other roots of the lawn. It only goes to the other roots that it's attached to, and that would be other Lily of the Valley.
Okay.
Right? So you could do it in such a way where if somehow, say they're, you know, and it's so sporadic the way they are, there's no easy way to just put like something underneath all of them and spray.
But you could get like a part of a black plastic bag and put it underneath the one that you're going to spray and just get like a little spray bottle and keep it at full concentrate from the cleanup. Put something underneath each individual one, like you could just put your hand around it or something so it catches the runoff, right? And then you could just use a spray bottle and spray each individual one. That's another option to do. But really digging them up, you're almost making it want to do more.
Okay.
Because you're breaking the root system up, and you don't always get the entire root system.
Okay.
It's like inevitable that it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice if the Lily of the Valley would just go to the woods and do the thing there.
Yeah.
But it always loves to go in the lawn. And then when you mow it, if it's gone to seed, all the seeds go everywhere, and then it just spreads it.
Okay. So now, is Roundup, I have some Roundup.
Is that the same thing
as Cleanup?
Yeah, so this is the thing. Do you have the already mixed, or do you have the concentrate?
Yeah, the spray that, you know, already. I don't have the concentrate, but no, it's already been mixed. It's in one of those, you know, where you've got the wand and you can spray right on that.
So you can use that. The reason why I was saying go with the concentrate is the concentrate itself will get deeper in there. The other one's mixed with water already.
Okay.
And so it's not as strong, and it's when it's in that bottle, it's actually one of the weakest products out there for a killer because it's not a lot of mix to it.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
So use concentrate from Roundup.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Wow, Bob has been waiting patiently for more than an hour. He's in Garden City, I want to say.
Bob, thank you for waiting. I appreciate it. How can we help you today?
Well, I had to have... my backyard cleared from weed growth and weed trees back there, and what I'd like to do is seed it with something that where I don't have to mow the lawn, because I'm 77 and I've got some health issues, so I'd like to put a ground cover down back there, you know, from the patio to the rest of the backyard. So what would you recommend?
Now, what would the conditions be now? Is it full of sun, or is it...
It's full of sun. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how big of an area are you looking?
Oh, we're talking probably, 30 feet by 20 or 30.
Okay. Now, one final question before I give you a couple. Is this something that you want to be able to kind of just walk through, or is this something that you kind of just let grow? If you walk over it, you walk over it. Because that determines if we want to do some, add in some woody, like structure type plants that are ground covers, or if we want to go more perennial.
I really don't need to walk through it, but... Okay. I was thinking maybe something like Dutch clover or even moss.
Yeah. So either one of those would work. What I would want you to look for is a white clover if you're going to go with clover. Okay. So the white clover is the one that will reseed itself. If you went to like a red clover or a different type of clover, it doesn't necessarily reseed itself. Right, so the white clover is the way you want to go. And the great thing is with a white clover, it takes nitrogen from the soil and from the air and will actually pull it in, so you don't really have to do a lot. They do actually, you could mow it, because what it'll do is it will just kind of break it up, and if it's gone to seed, the seeds will then reseed in the entire lawn. So it's a pretty cool idea to do. But so if you're going to want to do that, the other thing too is once you've seeded the area, I would reseed with like a quarter to half the rate of the clover that you did the first time and reseed over everything again so that it can fill in even more, right? Because the way it grows is, you know, a kind of like clumping form, right? And so it's not going to cover all the lawn. So what's going to happen is some of those blank spots, if you will, are going to have nothing, which means they're going to possibly have weeds.
Okay.
The problem with that is if you just want the white clover, you can't spray any or put any weed control down because it'll kill the clover as well. So that's why I want you to do a secondary spreading of it so that it can really just fill in for you and you don't have to worry about the other weeds.
Okay.
Okay, so white clover is the way to go with that. If you want to go with moss, they sell tons of ground moss. They love acidic soils. You don't have to do much for them. And you can really, you could have a clay-filled soil. You could have really just bad soil and the moss will grow. So you could almost do like a combination of the two if you wanted to. You know, that's up to you on what, but you know, maybe it's just getting some of the mosses and spreading them out and then putting the clover seed over everything else and they'll kind of fill in with each other. That's what I've seen do well. You could also, say you wanted to do some other ground covers, you could look at using ground ivy. You could use Pachysandra. You could use Vinca. Vinca has like a little, will have like a light blue flower to it, but it's a ground cover that goes everywhere. And once it's established, it kind of just takes over everything. So those are a couple options. If you wanted to put some plants down that are ground cover, look at like a blue rug juniper. Blue rug juniper can get 8 feet wide in a full circle and just take over everything. And it would be great. Now, I have to hit a break. I know you've been waiting. So hang tight for me if you want to go over some more things on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. When President Biden was recently asked about why at the age of 82 he thinks he's the best person for the most important job in the world, he said because he knows more than the vast majority of people, he's more experienced than anybody that has ever run for the office. Texas officials announcing 8 victims were killed in a shooting at the Allen Premium Outlets yesterday afternoon, which also injured 7 others. A local Allen police officer who was nearby on another call heard the shot and responded.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
Other witnesses reported sheltering in place for up to 2 hours as police cleared the scene. A long shot, Mage has won the 149th Kentucky Derby. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Bob, you still with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we hit the break right at the end there. I wanted to see what else we could do to help you out.
Okay, now, the clover, the white clover, is that the same as Dutch clover?
You got me on that one. Let me double check here. Let me see here. It's a, the Dutch clover is a little bit smaller variety. If that is, which is interesting because later on it says Dutch white clover. I think it's the same, to be honest with you. What you'd want to look for, the Latin name is Trifolium repens, which is T-R-I-F-O-L-I-U-M, and then R-E-P-E-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would look at for... to make sure it has the right one.
Okay.
Okay.
And what particular variety of moss would I look for?
Any of the like spreading type mosses, you know, moss for, you know, to grow. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm just trying to think. You know, moss, there's a few different, I can't think of the name of the moss that I'm thinking of. It's the Irish moss, I believe. Irish moss is a good one to grow. Irish moss is one that stays low and does really well and can take over. They have a couple varieties of it. That's the one I would be looking for.
Okay. Very good. You've been very helpful.
All right, Bob. I appreciate you hanging on the line so much. I'm glad we could answer your questions today.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
And we do have another call on the line. They're not on the lawn. Maybe they are. But on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Eileen's in Osterville.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning. How can we help you today?
I have a hydrangea problem in our situation, and I'm sure you've heard this before. Because of the winter, February freeze, I'm seeing lots of leaves at the base of the hydrangeas, and they're not big hydrangeas. They're still young. And I see buds, but I don't know which stalk to take away. Should I let the stalks with buds on them stay? They're brown.
Yeah, so I would wait. I wouldn't cut anything just yet. I like to wait almost until about Memorial Day before I do any of the cutting. Because right now, even though they're brown and they don't look like much, on a lot of like blue type hydrangeas, they bloom on old and new branching. And so if you cut some of it, you could be cutting some of the blooms for later on in the season. Okay, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is there's a lot of growth on the bottom, green growth on the bottom.
Yep.
And the branches have a lot of buds on them, not a lot, but quite a few. But they're brown. Don't look like they're going, they don't look like they open. And a couple of them I broke off, and they were like powdery. So are those still living?
So, you know, this is the thing. I personally just don't cut any of the hydrangeas back until the end of May just in case. I have some in my backyard. I have one in my backyard that the base is just full of leaves.
Yeah.
And there's tons of sticks coming out of it. But I know that that's going to eventually move up on some of those, and I'm just not sure, because of the fact that all the branches are brown, I just don't know how far down to cut when it comes time.
Right.
And so I like to wait till close to Memorial Day to make that decision.
Okay, I don't see a lot of new growth, and it's hard to tell right now. I just, the growth that was there last year and buds on those branches that don't seem to be developing or opening or that kind of thing.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, is we've had a lot of rain in the past couple of weeks here, and I know the Cape has been a little bit different than the northern part of the state, but still, it hasn't been really good for growing for our plants.
Yes.
The next week to 10 days looks great. I bet you'll see a difference in that 10-day period.
Okay.
I
also put down a soil acidifier a couple of weeks ago, as well as other fertilizer that you recommend?
You use superphosphate or Holytone?
Yeah, I did do a Holytone, and I was about to put down superphosphate, and then I thought, well, if these aren't going to do anything, then I probably shouldn't.
I would put the superphosphate down today.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I think it's going to help you. It's going to benefit you, the plants, in the long term. It's going to help them get a little bit stronger, etc. So I think you're okay to do that, honestly.
This is granules. How much do I put down for a plant that's probably maybe 2 feet wide at this point? Not much more.
Yeah. So for the superphosphate, you're not going to use as much as, you know, as others. The superphosphate, you're going to use about a half a teaspoon per foot of drip line diameter. So if it's only 2 feet wide, you're going to use one teaspoon, put it, you know, around the base of the plant, and then water it in. So you don't use a lot.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a little bit on this goes a long way. More is not better by any means on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
But I think honestly, waiting a little bit of time is going to help you with those hydrangeas. It's like the worst part of growing a hydrangea is right now, is that waiting game, because you just don't know and you don't want to cut off, you know, something that could bloom.
Right.
It's, it again, like I said, it's like the worst thing about a hydrangea is that you just don't know. And so waiting a little bit of time, I think, will be beneficial for you long term for the plant as well.
So will these come back next year?
What do you mean?
Even if they don't bloom, even if they do not bloom and the leaves are there, the green is there, will they come back?
They will.
Okay.
They definitely will. You know, and I recommend just fertilizing in the fall with just Holytone at half the rate to give it something going into the winter, so that when winter hits, it's ready for it and prepared. It's built up its food storage.
And how much Holytone in the fall?
So whatever you use right now, so let me pull up a bag of Holytone and get you the rate per plant here. I don't know it off the top of my head, and I'd like to make sure I read what they say, because they've spent so much time, you know, perfecting how much to put in the plant that I want to make sure we do it right. So on the bag, it says 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. Double the quantity of drip line diameter if 3 feet or larger. So you said these are 2 feet. So you would use 2 cups right now. And then in the fall, you would only use 1 cup.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, these plants are young, so they're 2 feet would be an exaggeration.
Yeah, so just kind of look at it and say, if it's a foot and a half, cut a cup in half, right? So 1.5 cups.
Right.
Okay, so that way you're using the right amount for each plant.
Yeah, the Holytone I did put down a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And I put down the acidifier, too, weeks ago. So that, I don't think that's going to really do anything if these plants aren't going to, you know, bloom. But will it be good for the following year? Does that help? And the protolizer? Should I put that down, too?
So the protolizer is going to work with the fertilizer that's there. Mm-hmm. So I would, you know, add that every, you know, if the plant's established once a month during the growing season,
okay.
You know, the product of the Holytone, et cetera, can last for a couple years in storage as long as it doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, you know, if you're worried about, you know, if you buy it now and you buy more than you need, it'll be okay for next season as long as you keep it in a cool, dry place and it doesn't get wet.
Okay. So basically, if the acidifier has already been done, that I don't do again.
So you could put the soil acidifier down again, but it's really going to depend on the color of the flower that comes out. If it is a dark, almost purple, you don't need to use more. Whereas if it's a light blue, like a very like baby type blue, you can actually use it every 60 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's going to depend on the color that hydrangea blossom is when it blooms. If you remember last year's, if they were light blue or almost pinkish, or if they were the other, so if they were light blue and almost pinkish, I would say do it again 60 days after the time you did it last, just to help get it a little bit more acidic to get a deeper blue.
Okay. And I think that's it. The fertilizer I get from Natural Alternatives, is that correct?
Yep.
And that should go down too. Here.
Yes, once you water that in, get everything, you know, fertilized, and then mix it with the water, water it in, and you can do that once a month when you're watering.
Well, these are granules, so wouldn't I sprinkle them around and then water in?
So a protolizer, the best way to do it is to mix it with water and put it in that way.
Okay. Okay. And then water it in more?
Well, no. So what I would do is water the plants first. Okay. Then mix the protolizer in a watering can and water over that so it slowly goes into to the soil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the best way I would do it. You know, you could I think the best way is to mix it with water, a gallon of water. So it's one teaspoon of protolizer per gallon of water.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You have a great Sunday.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Come back, wrap the show up. Anybody out there, phone number is 855-660-4261. If not, we'll wrap up when we get back, and then we'll be back next week. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a counterstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I've got a couple of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Jolene's in Mass.
Jolene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Taking my call. I have some daffodils and hyacinth bulbs that I dug up in the fall to transplant. Is it too late to do that?
So do you just have the bulbs, or are they in soil still?
No, they're not in the soil. I dug them up and I put them in a plastic bag and brought them down cellar. They're still hard. They're not soft.
They're perfect to do. You could definitely plant those out there. Which part of the state? Are you in the southern, northern?
I could put them in the south garden or probably the south garden is best.
Well, so what I mean, are you in southern Massachusetts or are you in northern Massachusetts?
I'm in
you on the Cape?
Beverly.
Beverly, okay.
Salem, yeah.
So what I would do is you could put those in the ground now. I don't think we're going to get a lot of frost going forward, but you could definitely put them in there. And if anything, if you're nervous that we're going to get some cold, you could just take a blanket and put it right over the top of them where they are. But you could definitely, something just that takes the morning dew from a frost that could sit on them, right?
Got it. And
so you could definitely plant them today.
About 1 or 2 inches deep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. A
couple inches deep, you should be fine. As long as, if they're showing some green already coming out, make sure that that's just exposed.
Oh, okay, got it. Is it okay to fertilize the soil right before I plant some arugula seeds? Is that going to be too harsh?
I mean, if anything, I might use like a Biotone just to give something into the soil because it's not going to be a heavy fertilizer. And it's not – what it's going to do is just help the root system develop.
Yeah.
So I just use something light like that with like a Biotone that has the mycorrhizae in it.
Okay, great. And I have some beautiful bleeding hearts in bloom. Oh, my gosh, they're gorgeous. When can I transplant those?
After they bloom and they start to die back a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when I would do it. And then you could honestly just make sure they're watered the day before, like a nice heavy watering. And then dig up as much of a root system as you can handle and then move them from there.
Okay, and so that would be springtime now, not fall.
Yeah, so you could do it in the fall as well.
Okay.
But there's not usually as much showing in the ground, right?
Right.
So the reason why I say wait till it's done blooming is because the blooming, you want to enjoy the blossoms.
Oh, sure. And the energy from the, it's just like bulbs you have to.
Yeah, because you want the energy to then dive back into the plant, into the root system. The only time I would say don't move them would be like July and August when it's like that 85 to 90 degree weather.
Yep, that sounds good. Okay, thanks so much for your advice. I love it.
No problem, Julian. You have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, I know we had one more. We'll try and answer a quick question before the break.
Chris is in Brewster.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I'll be quick. I listened to you about hydrangeas already. I listened to CL yesterday. And she said because it was warm in January, cold in Feb, that all those little buds are dead. So the hydrangea is not dead itself, right? The green growth is at the bottom. And we did cut them back a little bit, and I know how to get the dead stalks up. But all of those buds are not green. She said it was because of the freeze. So do I just ignore it and wait till next year and they'll come back, cut it back more, or what do you think?
I'd still wait on cutting it back because, so my hydrangeas got hit by the frost too, but they're still starting to push through on some of it.
Okay.
I have always waited on hydrangeas to cut anything back until the end of May.
Okay.
I know it's hard to look at sticks.
It's like, oh, I know.
But the fact of the matter is you don't know if some of it on the side started to pop up. Could start to pop up, right? And you also don't know where the dieback goes and where the good growth is necessarily on the lower parts. So I would wait a couple weeks before I cut any more back. And you'll really be able to tell about the third week of May because we'll have nice weather for the next 10 to 14 days. You'll be able to see at that point what's good and what's not.
All right. There's hope. Thank you so much.
All right, Chris. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. That'll wrap us up for the day. Be good to each other. Get out there. Plant something. We'll see you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.